Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, in just a moment.
When you pour milk on your cereal each morning, do you ever wonder how that milk was produced? For every glass of milk you drink, there are over 1,000 dairy farm families in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma who are working to be sure you can have the most wholesome and nutritious milk they can produce. All the while, they remain committed to protecting the environment and supporting sustainable agriculture, while struggling with the same economic challenges we all face. In today's economy, we all want to stretch our dollar at the grocery store. Milk remains one of the best values for your dollar. If you do the math, an 8-ounce glass of milk costs around 25 cents. So, for a couple dimes and a nickel, you get a glass packed with protein, calcium, B vitamins, as well as vitamins A and D, all important to good health. So drink up. That milk is good for you and your family's budget. If you'd like to learn more about modern dairy farming, please check us out at dairyfarmingtoday.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
Last month, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Department of Justice held the first of several competition workshops they're planning all around the country. Now, they've actually got one scheduled in August in Fort Collins, Colorado, that's going to be specifically on the cattle industry. But cattle came up at this first competition workshop, as it seems that several folks were taking a few swipes at what they consider to be big agriculture. Major agricultural companies and, I guess, large-size feedlots and packing plants and the like. Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association came from Washington to observe what was going on at the workshop, and he talked with our colleague Stuart Doan about what he saw that day in Ankeny, Iowa.
Well, we're very glad that we did come, just because of the fact that the cattle business has been brought up several times a day. But we really wanted to see exactly how this was going to play out. You know, we've been talking about the structure of these workshops with USDA and DOJ for quite some time now, but we wanted to see one actually play out in person so we could understand what's the dynamic, how are these panels actually going to play, what's the line of questioning going to look like, because we need to make sure we're as prepared as possible by the time August rolls around and we have our cattle-specific workshop. Like I say, I'm glad that we were here because cattle has been brought up many, many times. We don't mind having these workshops. We think anytime that you can get out there and talk about the issue, talk about transparency, that's a good thing. But we want to make sure that we're talking about facts and not emotion. There's been a lot of emotion here today. We also want to make sure that both sides have the opportunity to come here and engage. We think that this one has been a little bit lopsided. We hope that all these things can change by the time we have the opportunity to talk specifically about cattle in Colorado in August.
Colin Woodall used the word lopsided, and he said he didn't really see much balance in the workshop in Ankeny.
No, we haven't, and I think that gives us the opportunity to go and talk with both DOJ and USDA and make sure that they know who we recommend to be on here, try to give them some ideas, so that way we make their job a little bit easier in finding both sides. And, you know, the other side's going to have their opportunity to do the exact same thing, and I know they're doing that right now. But we need to make sure that we're hearing equally from both sides of this equation, because there is so much emotion wrapped up around this particular issue. We can't just, you know, kick that aside and not consider the true facts about today's marketplace and today's cattle business.
Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Next month is the next of these USDA DOJ competition workshops in Alabama. Poultry industry will be the focus. Then Madison, Wisconsin in June on the dairy industry. Then August 26th in Fort Collins, Colorado. A lot of focus on the beef industry there. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The 2010 Oklahoma Sooner Classic Shorthorn Sale is set for Saturday, April 24th, 1 p.m. in the afternoon at the Stevens County Fairgrounds in Duncan. Among the lots that'll sell include fancy show heifer prospects, bulls, bred females, and cow-calf pairs. 14 Shorthorn breeders are consigners for the 2010 sale. For more information, contact Sammy Richardson, chairman of the Oklahoma Shorthorn Association, 580-658-2709, 580-658-2709. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.